Yeah, I thought a speed and style thing would have been more attractive, but it was more like a BMX kind of style, even though I think like the line thing, it's kind of dumb because pit bikes have engines, so you can pretty much ride a course like a smaller version of the FMX course or something like that. And I know there's a lot more you can do on a pit bike.
Now it's time for the 110s in this mini series of reviews from X Games on the Riders Lounge podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I am Steve Sommerfeld, your host on this adventure down the rabbit hole on all disciplines of X Games this year. And I've got some new guests joining today to talk about the newest discipline added to the X Games schedule in 2021. Right off the bat, let's get into the results on this new event, which was freestyle, not racing like I thought it would have been. So in seventh position, Tyler Berriman, sixth place, Pat Casey, BMX rider, crossover. In fifth, Banks Hovey. Fourth, Tim Ritson. Third place, Jared McNeil. In second, Colby Raha. Just behind Axel Hodges, the winner on his own home turf. Right, actually, if you didn't hear the first episode of this series, one little tidbit of information was that actually Jeremy Twitch Stenberg was supposed to be riding the 110s, and he actually pulled out and gave his spot to Tim Ritson. So that was pretty cool to hear. And that was only a couple of days before the event, I think. But also, Vicky Golden, she had to pull out due to injury. So Banks Hovey was given a last-minute spot as well. And at the start of this series, I thought to myself, I didn't really want to ask any of the riders to join in who actually rode the competition, because it kind of puts them in this weird position of commentating and talking about their own riding or talking about their competitors. But when it came to this event, the 110s, as something completely new at X Games, there really aren't that many people who would know what it feels like to actually be there. So I'm stoked that Banks Hovey, who actually had a last-minute invite to compete in this event, was able to share some of his thoughts on what it was like to ride the pit bike freestyle event and also the whole event in general. He'll be at the end of this episode because he did have a few comments overall after listening to the previous episodes himself, so I figured it was a good way to wrap this episode up. Also joining on this episode to talk about the new discipline is another newcomer for this format, former Knight of the Jumps, world champion, X Games silver and bronze medalist, and a budding stand-up comedian, I think, Javier Villegas. We also have the return of some regular guests who joined in on this series so far, and a guy who spends more time watering the FMX park there in Lleida in Spain to keep the dust down than he actually does riding on the course, Antonio Navas. Andy Christie returns, and it's really starting to feel like 2004 all over again for me with Andy's presence. If fmxaustralia.com was still up and running and MungoMan45 was sending messages through, I really would start to think I've stepped back in time, but I don't know how many of you guys listening remember those old days of fmxaustralia.com and freestylemtx.com. That's a long time ago. I think there might be few people listening to this who are maybe a little bit too young or didn't know back then. Anyway, it's also awesome to keep getting messages from you guys who are listening to the podcast. So FMX Grizz, he's back, and also Danny FMX joined in on the action as well. If you haven't had a chance to check out RidersLoungePodcast.com website yet, make sure you check it out. I've been plowing more and more time into that lately with more news and links for different videos which actually relate directly to these episodes. I don't know if you guys have seen, if it's on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or wherever, I'm kind of putting a bit of work into learn video editing. So you might see a few little clips getting around. And man, it's taken a long time to work that stuff out, especially for an idiot like me. But anyway, you can also find a link from the podcast website that takes you directly to the first major partner for the podcast. And you know what it's like in FMX without a beer budget. not much really gets done. So you can find your way directly to where you can get a box of the good stuff from Rorthouse with the Tannen Zapfler alcohol-free beers. So first up, let's not break with tradition from the miniseries recently, and we'll hear from the chief track water boy, El Presidente, Antonio Navas.
For the 110s, to be honest, I was thinking that it was cool to have these 110s, but then when I saw how it was the competition, I got a bit disappointed. You know, I was expecting more like racing or maybe even speed and style thing, you know. And yeah, to see that in next games, I like the way they did. I mean, it's fun, you know, it's good to see, but for X Games, maybe I would rather to see a step up instead, you know. But definitely, I think they could work a bit more on that and put like more, like I said, competition or even speed and style. That would be really, really cool too.
Next up, the Candyman, Javier Villegas. Ah, and if you don't understand the Candyman reference, then you should really go back and listen to his full podcast interview from 2020, I think it was, to know more about this legend.
On the pit bike area, I thought a speed and style thing would have been more attractive, but it was more like a BMX kind of style, even though I think like the line thing, it's kind of dumb because pit bikes have engines, so you can pretty much ride a course like a smaller version of the FMX course or something like that. And I know there's a lot more you can do on a pit bike. I don't know how much time these guys had to prepare for this, but I mean, I used to, back in the day, that actually I learned to flip to dirt on a pit bike. And I used to do like pretty much most of my tricks on a pit bike too, just for fun. So I know you can do a lot more tricks than what we saw there, but I really don't know how much time they have to prepare. I would have liked to see some regular 360s because I know you can 360 a pit bike. I've done it. And again, I mean, that's first event. For me, the highlight was the invite of my buddy, Tim Ritson. I was pumped to see him there, that he got the chance. And I think if he's smart about it, I love the guy, but he hasn't been that smart in the past. But he's smart about it. He'll prepare better next year and smoke them all.
It's actually quite cool that the last two guys there, Navas and Javier, both are Spanish speakers and English is their second language. So I am taking my hat off to you guys. There's no way I could do this in another language. Right, next up, a guy that I'm just pumped to hear from again after so long, and he's been involved in the sport for such a long time as well, Andy Christie.
In the final event, X Games 110 FMX was, I wasn't sure what to expect with that event, and it was surprisingly a lot of fun to watch, see the guys just having a great time. I'm not big into the 110 thing, but watching that, it's great to see a sport that nearly anyone could access, and It was good just to see, you know, a not so serious form of competition going on, and great to see Axel get the gold medal in that. Obviously, he's a very good 110 rider, and surprised that he won without flipping in the final run. But it was, yeah, good to see a variety of freestyle motocross and also BMX riders in there. Having a crack. It was, I hope to absolutely see it again next year.
Back again, one of the listeners of the podcast who just seems to love life almost as much as he loves his KTM two-stroke. It's FMX Grizz from the UK.
So Moto 110, that discipline, I was looking forward to this because I thought this was sort of going to be a relaxed sort of discipline, like a little bit of entertainment for us, nothing too serious, and just for the boys to go out there and have some jam and a little whips. But then I see quite a few of the boys started doing some tricks, and it sort of turned into a mini freestyle comp, which I liked. But I really enjoyed Moto 110. I'd definitely like to see it back next year.
All the way from Austria, bringing plenty of international flavour to this episode, Danny FMX with his thoughts.
People who watch Jeremy Stenberg's YouTube channel know that roughly in the past 2 years, the guys in Southern California started jumping their 110s over BMX jumps. And for X Games to pick that up and make it into an event was a great move. In Twitch's videos, I hardly saw someone flip their 110s. That being said, you see how X Games still pushes the riders because Axel and Kobe were throwing down backflips. I don't see why X Games only handed out a gold medal, but that was the same case at some best whip contests in the past, like X.
I guess his thumb slipped off the voice recorder, but hey, no sweat. I knew what you meant, and actually this is something Jared McNeil has brought up with best whip before at X Games, and if I remember correctly, it kind of went like he'd rather not even get paid, put the money into making a silver and a bronze medal if they've earned it. Those medals mean more to an athlete, and also later on means more for sponsors who are going to hook them up for the whole year. So that was a really good point that you brought up there, Danny. Now, to wrap it up, one of the last-minute inclusions into this new discipline with only 2 days' notice and had more than a ton of problems to even get there with having good old TSA issues while trying to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast, having his parts taken, and with next to no training at all, Banks Hovey. Banks goes into plenty of detail on the 110s, how he got his invite, and what happened when he tried to get there, and also a bit of a roundup of all of the other events as well.
I got my invite through Tyler Bierman. I met him down at Day in the Dirt in Florida not too long ago. Rode big bikes, pit bikes, rode the golf cart till 3 a.m. with him. You know, just definitely humble, awesome guy. Definitely helped me out way more than I think it was deserved for me, but I can't thank him any more than I already have. But I filled in for him at Travis's house the last round on the triple pit bike race he was having. I think I did second. All I know is I went out there and had the most fun out of anybody. I was first loser, I guess, so. But still was an awesome time. But, you know, I get a message from him through Instagram, says, hey, you know, we need a fill-in rider for X Games. Twitch gave his spot up to Tim, and Vicky, I think she was still having problems with her ankle, just not letting the hill or something, not sure, but definitely was stoked to get in there. So what happened with TSA is I had about a day and a half to get out there. I was thinking of driving. It was going to be a pinch. Kind of wish I did because, you know, as bad as it sounds, I mean, Corey Creed got hurt, but I was thinking about trying to fill in for him for best whip, but didn't have a bike at the time, and they didn't want me to ride without any practice. But, oh, well, next year, maybe you'll see me out there on quarter pipe and best whip. We'll see. But, yeah, threw my bikes in a golf bag and two duffel bags and a cooler. Well, everything else but the engine and the gas tank was in the other bags, and I put the engine and the gas tank in the cooler and, you know, didn't have time to ship it, so I just threw it in there, zip-tied it, didn't even throw locks on it, tried to check it as a bag. It made it somewhat far, but they said right before got out of TSA that it just wasn't cool for it to go through. They kind of seemed pretty ticked off about it, actually, but got out there. Luckily, I got Michael Lieb's dad to let me borrow their rocket exhaust CRF 110. It was 132, definitely had all the bells and whistles on it. Kind of glad I got to ride that one with some of the jumps out there. The stock suspension probably wouldn't have been the best, but the course was pretty sick. Definitely interesting. Definitely had things that could have been better, but I mean, all around it was pretty fun. The rainbow rail was sick. They had somewhat some technical section, but the quarter pipe was definitely my favorite out of everything. I think it was like 14 feet tall, something like that. Wasn't too tall, but it was pretty big. I'd only ridden one probably twice, one that I built out of wood and dirt
at my compound, and I was on a 125, but I was back when I was trying to get into quarter pipe. But now the boys over there, everybody was awesome. Got invites back to come ride. So, you know, hopefully quarter pipe will be happening next year if nothing. Whips are to par, but we'll see. The judging was another thing I really wanted to talk about. Nobody really knew how we were being judged on it. I mean, I showed up there thinking it was going to be speed and style at first. And I listened to the first podcast you said, and you thought it was going to be a race or, you know, like you said, speed and style. But I think maybe we can see a different variation of it next year, but definitely was cool to see a jump line style. I mean, Adam Jones was talking in the other podcast about, you know, the course being usually three jumps, you know, maybe a quarter pipe, super kicker, and the regular 75. This one would be definitely cool to see for big bike, something like this, like a BMX jump line. I think it was awesome they brought Pat Casey in, especially since he held his at his dream yard. And, you know, having the BMX background, it was definitely cool to see him out there. Another thing I'd like to talk about is freestyle course. Definitely was cool to see a bigger course. Multiple jumps. I seen a couple guys out there kind of scramble to figure out where they were going, but you know, definitely adds in a little bit more than, you know, you have this certain amount of time, but you know, all you had to do is fit in seven jumps and you're good to go. But this one was a little bit more technical, you know, you had to eyeball up to where you were going to go next. Definitely think that they could have used the course a little bit better. No, not trying to talk crap on anybody or anything, but there was definitely a dirt hit that nobody hit. It was right there by that one tower next to Levi's ramp. There was a wall ride in the back, which would have been sick for somebody to hit into something. Definitely think it would have been interesting to see Axel ride that course like how I usually would, even though I don't know, he doesn't have the biggest trick list. You know, he can do flips, switch blades, you know, all that stuff. He definitely is technical. I'd like to see how that would have been judged with everybody else and double flips, you know. Anything else about the contest in my eyes was that I also heard you guys talking about the crowd. The crowd was definitely something I would have liked to see, but at the same time, it would be hard to let that many people know exactly where his compound is and all that. You know, I'd be the same way if it was my place. You know, you don't want everybody to know where you are. I mean, eventually people are going to find out, and, you know, address will get thrown around or whatever. He's definitely in a pretty secluded place in the middle of nowhere in SoCal. But, yeah, I just think it would have been too difficult to get all those people back there, especially parking, knowing the venue. But no, it was a good time. I mean, seeing all the top dogs out there, you know, especially going to 110 on a, you know, that being your first event in X Games, definitely wasn't expecting that. But, you know, there's helicopters flying all over the place. You got every big name there is in the industry out there. Well, I shouldn't say that, you know, but you had most of the top dogs, but, yeah, it was an awesome event. Glad to be a part of it. Hopefully next year you'll see me there on Best Whip and Quarter Pipe on a 252 stroke. So, but appreciate the opportunity to do this, and thanks.
So that was pretty crazy to hear everybody's reactions to the 110s. As you probably heard at the start, I was really surprised it was going to be freestyle 110s. I thought for sure, when 110s was written down, when the invite list came out, that it was actually going to be a racing event. And when I saw the obstacles going in, like the rainbow rail, I was thinking, damn, this is going to be gnarly seeing two guys attacking that thing at the same time. It actually probably could be carnage. In the end, it wasn't racing. And it's funny with expectations versus reality. I actually could really see a cool event with racing, or better yet, maybe a crossover with speed and style, racing plus tricks. That would have been pretty cool. And even listening to Banks Hovey in his assessment of it all, who rode the event, he also thought it was going to be speed and style before he got stuck into it. So that was kind of crazy to hear that. So within the first minute of watching the live stream, my first instincts were like, what the hell is this? Like, is this some throw together event, which looked pretty tame compared to anything else we've seen at X Games. And funnily enough, I was watching this with my wife, Rach, and, you know, like, they were my thoughts, like, what the hell's going on? And I asked her what she thought, and she loved it. So then I kind of had this moment, I guess, of, is this a love it or hate it type of event? And then the more I thought about it, like, maybe it was purely my expectation of what I was going to see. Rachel, she had no expectation, and she was just pumped to see some of the biggest names riding pit bikes and just having a whale of a time. And to be honest, it would be pretty fun to do. I'd be pretty stoked to be out there and just hammer around that course with a hell of a lot less risk of double backflipping or front flipping a 100 kilo bike for all the glory. It's definitely an event. It's an event, I meant to say, which can bridge the gap between the insanity of freestyle motocross and everyone else who just loves to ride motorbikes. FMX now is just so out there that the risk involved is barely possible to be even considered, and what's in store for the riders if they even make a minute mistake, and the crashes they're going to have these days pushing the sport of freestyle motocross. But I really did like the crossover with Pat Casey lining up and knowing that much bigger tricks could be thrown down, like Javier said, with 360s and plenty of flip combos. So this could actually turn into something much bigger and much better next year. So if they don't change anything and they just leave it the same, it definitely still has legs. Did I expect to say that in this episode? No, definitely not. But I do keep an open mind. I still think Speed and Style probably would have been so much better. Imagine seeing two guys just racing bar to bar, try and flip side by side and to get over the line first. I think that would have been awesome to see. But there are definitely some points there, like what Danny said, where he talks about watching Twitch on the pit bikes on YouTube all year. So there is a genuine following for the 110s. And they're coming back hard, like they did, what was it, like in the early to mid 2000s with the 50s? It seems like the 110s are going off right now. So I want to thank all of the guys for jumping on again today to help with this review of this episode, especially guys like Antonio Navas, who has way more important things to be doing than sending voice messages, or Javier Villegas, who should be out there riding and getting ready for the next night of the jumps to see if he can win another world championship. And actually, it's cool to see Andy Christie's back on the bike and sending the old Suzuki over 75. And also to the guys listening like FMX Grizz and Danny FMX for joining in from a fan's point of view. And of course, a huge thank you to Banks Hovey, the man who had a gnarly time of making his way to X Games and throwing down in the very first 110s event to give us so much insider information, including that dirt jump on the FMX course, which I had no idea about. It's so good to get all these different angles from all these different guys. So thank you so much again. I hope you all enjoyed this latest installment of the Riders Lounge podcast. There's only two more episodes to go in this X Games wrap up with Best Trick and Quarter Pipe coming up. And I'm sure there's more than enough to talk about there. And I want to give a huge shout out to all of my sponsors, whether they're old partners who helped while I was riding FMX, such as Lakes Networking, who crossed over, of course, into building the website for this podcast, riderslaungepodcast.com, or if it's the more moto-related guys like Motorex Oils, KTM Australia, Custom MX Graphics, Spect Goggles, CFX Seats, GB Orthopedics for those knee braces, or the DEP Pipes, TCX Boots, and of course, Knight of the Jumps, who have somehow kept me based in Europe for the last 7 years. And of course, the big one for the podcast, something I never thought that was ever going to happen, but I'm so stoked it did, Rothaus Brewery, who creates the best damn tasting German beers. So I'm pumped they came on board with their range of the alcohol-free Tannenzapfler beers. Who would have thought, huh? All right, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time on the Riders Lounge podcast. Thank you.